I hope somebody's recording this from our tenure committee. See, I lost tenure at 70. Maybe someday I might get it back. But I should have known that this would be going to be an academic session because I don't have a paper, I don't have an abstract, and there's not a trope in me. So, but this film happened because Lloyd Rowland, who was the head of the Louisiana State Mental Health Association, had written a pamphlet to guide policemen in the care of the mentally ill that had been quite successful. And the National Institute of Health said they would put up money for a film about it. He'd seen a couple of my films, and so he came to me and said, "Would you like to do this?" I said, "Yes, but I want to do it the way I've done a lot of other things, by getting to know the police and traveling around with them for a while and build a script on the basis of what I observe." He said, "That's fine. Come on down." And then I found that he wanted to put the whole pamphlet into one film. I said, "Well, it's just going to be too much. Why don't we make a film about the care of the violent patient?" He said, "Oh, they're just 10% of the patients are violent, or less than that." I said, "Yes, but in my observance of the police, it's that 10% that sets their attitude towards everybody else. So let's make a film in which we show that they can handle the violent mental patient with some safety and skill, and then they'll listen to us about all the others." So we made this film, and then following, we made The Cry for Help about the police of the would-be suicide, and then another one called The Mask, Sick, Drunk, or Mentally Disturbed, How You Tell the Difference, then The Policeman's Own Mental Health, and finally The Man in the Middle, about police and minority relations. Those were all done in the middle 60s. This was in 1960. All the people in the film are policemen or local people whom I recruited to play the parts. We were all doing reenacted documentaries at the time. I didn't know that was very soon going to be kind of something that was considered naughty. But and so let's look at the film, and then I'll talk to you about it afterwards. I haven't seen it on a big screen in a long time.